That song that you heard as we began our time of broadcast is from Martin Luther. Martin Luther was going through a very difficult time in his age and during the season and culture in which he found himself, criticized, suffering, not understanding exactly what was going on around him. Sound familiar to you? Well, perhaps one of your most favorite Bible verses would be good to reflect upon. For many people, it comes out of 1 Peter, the little book that the Apostle Peter wrote years and years ago. I find in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 7, these words, "Cast your anxiety on him, that is Christ, because he cares for you." You know, if we took that out of context, we might think in terms that anything and everything that we put before God, he's going to handle the way that we ask him to do it. But that's not so. That is an abuse of the verb and word itself, cast. Cast literally is a word that means to throw something. Throw it sometimes in a forceful manner in a specific direction. It means to cause it to spread over an area. For fisher persons, it means to throw the hooked and baited end of a fishing line out into the water. It can also mean to let it down. In other words, to part with it. So what God is saying to us is that we need to cast our cares upon him. You say, well, I do. I've been calling out to God an awful lot during these days of trial and trouble. Well, that's a good thing to do. But again, there's no guarantee that just because you ask God to do something the way you ask him to do it, that he's going to do it the way that you have chosen for your own self. So let's take that verse. As we look at it through the study of God's word, let's take that verse and just piece by piece think about it, what it really means in each one of our lives. We begin with the word cast. It's an action word. It's not meaning to consider this or to ponder it or to think about it or when the timing is right. The command is simple. Cast your care on Jesus. So what are we going to do with it? Are we going to just let it remain and hold on to it in our worry, our anxiety, our times of trouble? Or will we not now cast it before the Savior? We've got to do that. I discovered recently that the word cast not only is in reference perhaps to what fishermen do as they throw their line out into the water, but it's also a word that's used frequently with dog trainers. Imagine that. They have what they call castings. They cast the ball to one tree, they cast it to an open lane and a road, and the dog goes from point to point to point. But you know what? The dog is never truly tested in its obedience until first there is a casting. Could it be that that's what God's allowing us to participate in right now? He's giving us the opportunity to do something with the difficulties that we're going through. And he's telling us very clearly, very plainly, we need to cast it on him. Not to think about it, not to consider it or ponder it, or wait for the perfect timing, but now. And then let's take the word your. Cast your. It's not only an action, it's a personal action. It's something that we do as individuals. It's not corporate. It's not automatic. It is something that we are responsible for. To do. It's a choice that God gives us. Cast your every care. Let's pause for a moment and talk about every. You know, in most of life, when people pray or when they cry out to God, it's just a general time when they think that there are times of trouble and difficulty and when something is just so big that we can hardly handle it. But God's word says that we need to cast our every care upon him. I've heard people say to me, Pastor, it's just too little of a thing to talk to God about. He's only concerned about the big things. That's not true. He knows every little hurt in your life. He knows every anxiety, every point of worry and difficulty, and he cares about it. So let's keep going in that verse. Care and cast, and it's yours, and it's every concern and worry, not just the big ones. But then he says the word care. Cast your care. What is a care? Well, it's not a general concern about what's going on in the stock market. It's not an open-aired misunderstanding about when the government is going to open and allow us to assemble together again. In other words, care is a concentrated word. It's specific. Cast your specific care upon the Lord. What is it that you're consumed with right now? It might be the stock market, yes. It's certainly going to be that which we're worried about in the virus that is spreading and that we're seeking to get some kind of answer to medically and physically. It's a concentrated care. It's not general and it's not wholesale. It is very specific. And God's word tells us that we take the action of casting with the personal pressure that we give as we take it to the Lord ourselves and not wait for someone else to do it on our behalf. And it's everything, not just some things, but every care. And we cast those cares upon the Lord. Now let's talk about who it goes to. It says, cast your cares on Him. Who is Him? Him is the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to cast our cares upon Him. You know, there are a lot of people casting their cares upon the government right now and saying, if you'll just fix it, if maybe you'll send a little bit more money, if you'll fix the budget, if you'll put things together in a more formulated manner, then it'll work. No, it's centered on Christ. It's not karma. It's not good luck. It's not best wishes. It is a personality and a person and a power that will take the cares that we have and do something with them. Now, the verse continues. We cast our every care on Him. Why? Because it's focused on a product. There's a reason for it. We don't do it just because we think it's a good thing to do or we're in a time of trouble and it's just so hard to do anything else except just to maybe put it into God's hands. No, it's because of Him. And who is it that will give us reason and solution? Because He cares for us. Surely the government is doing a lot to put things together and to try to help us through this difficult time. But it doesn't take a political persuasion, and it's not a lobbyist that's going to get us our answer. And we do not need to wait for a senator or a representative to put together a bill to be drafted for a vote for a majority or two-thirds approval. God is going to take your every care, every time, and He's going to absorb it. Doesn't mean He's going to give you the answer quickly that you've asked for, but He's going to help you and me through this because He cares for us. Caring, from God's perspective, is His response. He's not worried about anything. So His care is an action word. He cares for us. We care because He cares for us. It's not His request that we just simply get involved and active. His care is not concern or worry. His care is love and compassion and sharing back with us. And the scripture ends this way. He cares for you. You see, it's reciprocal. In other words, when we cast our care, our worry upon the Lord, He reciprocates and He cares for us. He doesn't throw worry on us. No, He throws the opportunity to move through a difficult situation and to move into a new position and posture and a deepened spiritual renewal. So it's got to be more. It's got to be more than just being a responsible individual when we follow this verse and its action. It's more than that. It's got to begin somewhere. It begins with salvation. When Peter wrote to the early believers, he was writing to Christians, and he was telling them that as they cast their care upon the Lord, those who know Christ, they will receive the care of our Savior. Do you know Christ? Have you settled in on your salvation? Or is it just a time of worry where you hope the big man in the sky will fix it all someday, somehow? The verse that precedes 1 Peter 5:7 in verse 6 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. In due time. Not immediately, but in due time. His timing is always perfect. And then it goes on in verse number 8 to say, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, he prowls around like a roaring lion, and he is seeking for someone to devour. The Bible says, resist him. Stand firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the entire world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. Doesn't that sound contemporary? Isn't that what we're going through as a world as well as a nation? Of course it is. So it's more than just being responsible persons and citizens. You've got to be a citizen of the kingdom of God. It comes to those who have received the gift of salvation. And it's surely more than religious. It's not just a motion that we go through because we are, quote, church people. No, it's a matter of not only salvation, but sanctification. In other words, to be set apart for God. The people who trust the Lord are those who cast their cares upon him, the sanctified ones. The word sanctify comes from the original word, which is sanctus. It means holy. It doesn't mean we're perfect. It just means that we're part of God's holy family, and our Father is taking care of us. It's more than just being responsible and religious, and it's surely more than just the routine. So many of us are used to the routines that have now been so desperately and defyingly interrupted because of all that's going on. So God is telling us to do something. He's telling us to surrender. In other words, inside of every person is enough pride to say, I can get through this by myself. I don't need any help. But until we surrender to the Lord and to the Savior's way, we can't. We can't move on, and we can't receive the full care that Jesus is intending for us. So it surely is more than being a responsible individual or a religious person or just begging God to return us to our routine. And it's more than just rotational. In other words, it's not just during the times of pressure that we call out to God. It's a steady thing. In salvation, through our sanctification, and when we surrender to the Lord, it is a continuum. It's not just a once in a while thing where we just say, okay, God, take this. Take this now. We're in a lot of trouble. Please, Lord, take this. It is a steady reliance upon our Savior. So I wanted to just take those several verses and really focus in on 1 Peter 5:7 and remind each one of us that we are to cast our every care upon Jesus, because he really does care for you. Think about that. And as Martin Luther wrote that song years ago, a mighty fortress is our God.